Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Here's what happened in football history on August 23rd. The grand opening of the renovated Lambeau Field. Paul Hornung wins a $1 million lawsuit against the NCAA, and a college all-star shocked the champion Rams. These stories and more coming up in just a moment.
This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. Your host, Darren Hayes, is podcasting from America's North Shore to bring you the memories of the gridiron one day at a time. So as we come out of the tunnel of the Sports History Network, let's take the field and go no huddle through the portal of positive gridiron history with PigskinDispatch.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at SportsHistoryNetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. How are we today? This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com. Welcome to the Pigpen, your portal to positive football history, and to the Sports History Network, your headquarters of sports yesteryear. We have football history for August 23rd in your day-by-day football history. And we're going to start off the year 1946 on August 23rd. The Chicago College All-Star Game took place at this date on Soldier Field at the All-Stars. They shocked the NFL champion Los Angeles Rams 16-0 in front of a crowd of 97,380 fans. The game's MVP, the college player Elroy Crazy Legs Hirsch, a running back from Wisconsin University. And it's kind of ironic that Crazy Legs Hirsch ended up being a Los Angeles Ram, one of their great wide receivers. August 23, 1985, a court in Louisville, Kentucky awarded football legend Paul Hornung the sum of $1,160,000 paid by the NCAA in a suit that Hornung sued the association when they disallowed him to be a broadcast analyst on collegiate football games due to allegedly betting on games in his past. August 23, 2003, the renovated Lambeau Field opens in Green Bay, Wisconsin, as the Packers hosted the Panthers in a preseason contest. The Green Bay fans were treated to the opening of the atrium, which also received an additional 10,000 seats for patrons to watch the game. The improvements also gave the opportunity for the legendary venue to host not just 10 home Packer games every year, but almost 700 other events during the year as well. August 23rd, 2020, the NFL learns that 77 out of 77 positive COVID-19 tests recorded over the past few days were all false positives, and none of the players had contracted the disease. August 23rd, 2020, the Baltimore Ravens released seven-time Pro Bowl safety Earl Thomas for conduct detrimental to the team after he got in a fight with a teammate and then caused a rift in the locker room. Now, that's just your great football history for August 23rd. Let's take a break before our Birthdays of Hall of Famers coming up in a second to hear a word from our sponsor. At the Sports History Network, we're all about sports yesteryear, and so we're so pleased to introduce you to Row One, an online memorabilia gallery and shop that brings your sports history to life anywhere. The Row One gallery includes over 5,200 gorgeously reproduced prints of team posters, game program covers, game tickets, advertisements, and more in baseball, pro and college football, pro and college basketball, and more. And any gallery item may be printed in a variety of sizes on wood, metal, canvas, acrylic, or poster paper. And in Row One shop, check out the thousands more of unique items with a retro and historical designs dating back to 1876, including t-shirts, long sleeve shirts, phone cases, mugs, blankets, pillows, towels, and even shower curtains. Go to sportshistorynetwork.com, ROW number one, for access to the full Row One catalog and for gallery prints and gift items. Plus get a 15% discount off all prints on the Row One Pictorum Gallery with coupon code SHN15. Follow the link on the show notes.
Always be.
want to make sure you take advantage of that great 15% discount at the Pictorum Gallery of Row One Brand. Great products that they have there. I think you'll really enjoy them. Now let's go to some Hall of Fame birthdays for this August 23rd. August 23rd, 1874, Yale guard Bill Hickok is born on this day. Wild Bill, as he was known, was twice selected to the All-American team in 1893 and 1894. This legendary player was enshrined in the College Football Hall of Fame in the induction class of 1971. Now let's go to Wilmington, North Carolina, August 23rd, 1934. Sonny Jurgensen, a former quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles and Washington Redskins. The Pro Football Hall of Fame enshrined this fantastic quarterback in the class of 1983. And Sonny attended Duke University, where in his first season playing with the Blue Devils, he had a bigger impact as a defensive back than he did as a quarterback, registering a total of 5 interceptions. In later years, he went on to be the starting quarterback and eventually was drafted in the NFL by the Eagles. As a backup in 1960, behind Norm Van Brocklin, Jurgensen won his only National Football League championship. August 23rd, 1945, Griffin, Georgia. Rayfield Wright, he was an offensive tackle from the Dallas Cowboys for 13 seasons. Well, he was born on that day. And the blocker from Fort Valley State, known as the Big Cat, was drafted in the 7th round of the 1967 NFL Draft. He was enshrined with a bronze bust in the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 2006. And finally, August 23rd, 1968, Osceola, Arkansas, Cortez Kennedy. He was a 1989 All-American defensive tackle from the University of Miami and born on that day. He went on after college to have a great 11-year career with the Seattle Seahawks, who selected him as the 3rd pick in the 1990 NFL Draft and was named as an All-Pro 5 different times. Kennedy was a 1992 NFL Defensive Player of the Year after recording 14 sacks that season. For the Pro Football Hall of Fame in enshrined this great player in a year 2012. Well, that's your football history for this August 23rd. We're sure glad that you joined us. We thank you for joining us today. We hope that you'll be back tomorrow because we have football history each and every day. And we also have some great bonus editions coming up this week. The football by numbers, we're well into the 80s now, finishing up 79 and then going in the 80s, excuse me on that. And we also have a great early football team, pre-World War II, early pro football teams that made a difference. The Frankfurt Yellow Jackets come up with author Brian Michaels from that fine city. So we hope you enjoy all these great football history posts that we're putting up here and podcasts, and we hope you enjoy them and make sure you take advantage of that great 15% discount with Row One Brand. Until tomorrow, everybody, have a great gridiron day.
That's all the football history we have today, folks. Join us back tomorrow for more of your football history. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hey there, football fans. This is Ross, the host of the Pigskin Tales podcast. I just need a few moments of your time to talk about the host of the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, Darren Hayes. He's expanded the Pigpen to search out information on the history of all team sports. It's a quest to find out about the competitors, teams, and places chronicled throughout athletic history through the uniforms and gear the participants used and wore. And he is taking you, the listener, with him on this educational journey to preserve sports history on the Sports Jersey Dispatch, found here on the Sports History Network. His newest podcast, called Jersey Dispatch, is all based on the jerseys that all the greats used to wear. You can find Darren Hayes and the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, as well as Jersey Dispatch, on your favorite podcast provider multiple times each week. So remember that Darren Hayes, the host of the Pigskin Dispatch and Jersey Dispatch podcasts, It's found right here on the Sports History Network.